Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 24th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Italian Data Protection Authority ruled that the use of Google Analytics by a local web publisher doesn't comply with EU data transfer rules to the US. It found the service collected and sent IP addresses and other browser information to the US without adequate measures to meet EU legal standards, saying Google's protections were not sufficient. The regulator warned other local sites to check their own compliance. The startup Awesome, founded by former Essential engineers, announced a partnership with the Web3 company Solana to create the Solana Saga, a flagship smartphone that will be tightly integrated with the Solana blockchain to transact with Web3 apps and serve as a digital wallet. Awesome developed the phone initially as the OV1. Solana opened the Saga for pre-order with a $100 refundable deposit in the US, Canada, and UK, and will retail for $1,000. According to an investor note from Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, seen by 9to5 Mac, Apple will likely announce its mixed reality headset in January of 2023. The note also predicts Meta may pull back on near-term VR hardware investments to refocus on its core advertising business model. At its ReMars conference, Amazon launched a preview of Code Whisperer, an AI programming tool that can autocomplete functions based either on comments made by a programmer or a first few inputs of the function's name. Amazon claims it can even take into account your own coding style and variable names when autocompleting. The Code Whisperer preview is available as part of the AWS IDE toolkit. In the EU's regulatory review of Broadcom's proposed $69 billion acquisition of VMware, Ars Technica sources say that authorities are pushing forward with a detailed Phase 2 investigation, which could take over a year to complete. Broadcom has yet to formally file the acquisition for review by EU antitrust authorities and will reportedly not do so until after the summer. The DNA Data Storage Alliance, made up of Microsoft, Western Digital, Illumina, and Twist Bioscience, joined the Storage Networking Industry Association, or SNIA, as a technology affiliate. The group will work on standards to speed development of an interoperable DNA storage ecosystem. DNA offers a lot of potential as an archival storage system, offering density up to 100,000 times greater than magnetic tape and lasting thousands of years. Yandex made its YALM-100B language model for AI research open to the public. As the name implies, it contains 100 billion parameters, which Yandex claims is more than any GPT-like model available in open source under a license that allows commercial use. It hopes it can be used to further development on generative neural networks. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and U.S. Coast Guard published a joint alert warning that organizations are still seeing active exploitation of unpatched VMware Horizon and Unified Access Gateway servers using the Log4Shell vulnerability. The alert warned that state-sponsored groups are exploiting these flaws and that it's seen the same organization compromised by multiple threat actor groups. Next month, Microsoft will start notifying Windows 8.1 users that the OS will reach its end of support date on January 10th, 2023, meaning it will stop receiving security updates. Microsoft does not plan to offer extended security updates for the OS like it's done for Windows 7. The home improvement chain Lowe's released Lowe's Open Builder, an online portal with over 500 3D assets for unrestricted reuse in the metaverse. These include a variety of Lowe's products like lighting, patio furniture, area rugs, and similar items available in USD and GITF formats. Microsoft updated the Edge browser with a new efficiency mode to prevent the browser from hogging up PC system resources when a game is being played, meaning you don't have to close a browser before playing for better performance. The browser also received Clarity Boost for Xbox Cloud Gaming, a spatial upscaling feature to make game streams sharper. Google confirmed it's rolling out its Fuchsia operating system to some 2019 Nest Hub Max devices enrolled in its preview program. Similar to Google's rollout of Fuchsia on the original Nest Hub last year, the update will not make meaningful changes to the device's features. Samsung announced a new 200-megapixel ISOCELL HP3 image sensor, which is roughly 20% smaller than Samsung's previous HP1 sensor, letting phone makers use the sensor with less of a camera bump. The HP3 supports pixel binning down to either 50 or 12.5 megapixel images and supports 8K video recording. Considering we haven't yet seen phones that use the HP1 sensor that was announced in 2021, devices with this sensor aren't expected until at least 2023. Google began rolling out Chrome OS version 103, which includes an update to Phone Hub first announced at CES. This will automatically display pictures taken on an Android device in Phone Hub, which can be downloaded to the Chrome OS device with a click. The update also supports sharing Wi-Fi network credentials from an Android phone to a Chromebook through Nearby Share. And finally, Nothing opened pre-order reservations for its Phone 1 device. Private community members will initially receive codes to place reservations with a £20 non-refundable deposit. Everyone else goes on a waitlist for a reservation. The Phone 1 opens for pre-order on July 12th. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.